非常欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的聚会。
And we welcome all the friends for this worship service with us.
有一些朋友大概是第一次来参加我们的聚会。
And among us, that sometimes we are the first visitors to this church.
聚会就是敬拜神。
And worship is the worshiping service is to worship God.
也就是通过聚会。使我们能够跟神建立关系。
And through this worship service, we can have a relationship with God.
也通过聚会，使我们能够从神得到恩典。
And through this worship service, we can receive blessings from God.
圣经每一个礼拜，设定一天，分别出来，让我们来，敬拜天上的神。
And in the Bible, it says that there's one day devoted, sacred for God.
这不只是我们心灵上能够得到富足，这也是我们精神的一个很大的力量。
And this sacred day is not just a rest for us, but it also supplish our spiritual life.
今天早上我们从圣经来看敬神的福气。
And tonight, I mean today, we shall study from the Bible's blessings received from God.
敬神的福气。
Sorry, blessings of those who fear the Lord.
我们先来看诗篇的128篇。
Psalms 128.
诗篇的一百二十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 128.
第一节
Verse 1
凡敬畏神的遵行他的道的人变为有福。
Blessed are those who fear the Lord for who walks in his way.
我们人活在世界上大家都很喜欢福这一个字。
And living on this earth, everyone wish to be blessed.
所以人跟人相处，我们常常互相的祝福。
And when we wish one another, we often bless the other person.
因为我们认为这是很好的一件事情。
And we know and understand that these blessings is a good event.
但是圣经告诉我们人真正得到福气的来源是从天上的神。
But from the Bible, the source of blessings come from heaven.
人敬拜神人就是开始要得福。
And when man worship God, man begins to receive blessings of God.
所以这也为什么说很多人当他开始认识神之后他的生命他的生活有很大的改变。
When man begins to understand God, the life of man will change.
因为他开始从神得到福气。
Because man begins to receive blessings of God.
所以今天可能是你第一次来参加我们聚会。
Today probably this is your first visit to this church.
但是如果因为今天的聚会使你认识神，懂得敬畏神，那今天就是你得福的开始。
And today from this worship, after this worship, that you can come and know God, this is your first day of blessings.
那到底敬畏神可以得到什么福气？
And what are the blessings of fearing God?
从一百二十八篇里面接下去再谈到几个。很实际的，在生活当中可以体验到的福气。
From Psalms 128, we can see a few examples of ways of blessings.
我们从第二节来看。
Let's read from verse 2. 好，
你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。
You will eat the fruits of your labor, blessings and prosperity will be yours.
这里说敬畏神的人他要享福，事情顺利。
And those who fear the Lord will receive blessings and prosperities.
所以这个直接上是在讲我们的工作间接上是在讲我们的生活。
A direct implication means the works that we, our career, the indirect implications is the blessings.
我们的生活没有缺陷是通过我们的工作。
And our livelihood is not lack of anything because of our career.
我们在美国常常感觉到工作没有安全感。
In America, we feel insecure in our career.
间接的也感觉到生活有压力。
Indirect implications that it will affect our livelihood.
但是这里告诉我们，敬畏神第一个福气就是啊，事情要顺利。
And the first blessings in this verse tells us that we will be prosperous in everything we do.
这个不是指的说我们敬畏神一生都不会遇到困难。
This doesn't tell us that in our belief in God we will not encounter any difficult life.
而是在遇到困难当中，我们可以看到神给我们开一条道路可以走。
But in during our difficult moment, a path will be open for us.
而且我们在生活当中啊，因为有神的同在，使我们所做的事情啊比较容易能够圆满的达成。
And whatever we do because of the abundance of God, it will be accomplished easier.
因为不但有人的努力，还有神的祝福。
It is the work of our hard works and also the blessings of God.
这是一个有神跟没有神人的差别。
And these are the differences between one who knows God and one who doesn't.
一个人没有拜神凡事都要靠自己的努力。
One that doesn't know God will just rely upon all their hard work.
所以常常发现我们人很努力但是没有什么结果。
But often we see that we work very diligent, but we don't see any results.
但是敬畏神的人有人的努力，还有加上神的祝福。
But those who fear the Lord will receive blessings of God and also our own man's diligence.
因此，我们人的努力常常可以看到比较有好的结果。
And sometimes that when men work very hard for themselves, you will see some results.
圣经记载几个例子。
In the Bible, we can see several examples.
有一次，彼得去捕鱼。
Once when Peter went out fishing.
他是一个很有经验的渔夫。
And Peter is a very experienced fisherman.
他整晚都没有打到什么鱼。
And for the entire night, he caught none.
结果后来他遇到了主耶稣。
And later, Peter met Jesus.
主耶稣用他的船站在船上向岸上的人在讲道理。
And Jesus was standing on the boat of Peter and he preached to the people on the shore.
那他讲完道理之后，彼得就下网去打鱼。
And after Jesus finished preaching, Peter went back fishing.
结果他就打到一网的鱼。
And he caught a net full of fish.
结果那个船差不多快要沉下去了。
And the Bible describes that the boat was almost sinking.
因为主耶稣在这个船上。
Because Jesus was on this boat.
主耶稣就是天上的神。
Jesus is the Heavenly Father.
他就是万福的来源。
And he is the source of blessings.
敬畏神有神的同在就有神的恩典，有神的福气与我们同在。
Those who fear Lord and worship God will have God with us.
所以我们只要尽我们应该做的本分，那我们发现我们生活很多的困难好像一步一步都很自然的都解决了。
If we do our part, everything in our difficult life in us will be taken care of by God.
有一次我到澳洲去，一个弟兄告诉我。
Once I visited one of the Australian brothers.
他说他刚移民到澳洲的时候，他也很忧虑。
When he first migrated to Australia, he has a lot of worries.
第一个新的环境。
First, he encountered a new environment.
第二个英文不太懂。
Secondly, he's not fluent in English.
那怎么样在这个澳洲这个地方谋生呢？
And then he asked himself, how can he survive in this new country?
刚好有一个传道人从那里经过。
And there happens a minister who passed by.
就勉励他。
And he was exhorted.
说你要常常亲近神。
And that you have to draw near to God often.
你就可以体验到神很丰富的恩典。
Then you will receive and feel, experience the abundant blessings of God.
那个时候他们夫妻还没有上班。
And the husband and wife were not working yet.
结果他们每天呢、就在一起祷告、读圣经、亲近神，然后一个钟头。
And the couple was spend that 1 hour in prayer and Bible reading.
他说很奇妙，过了一个月之后，他就一直感觉到神的恩典降临在他家里面。
Amazingly, 30 days later, they experienced that God blessed them richly.
他也体验到很多很奇妙的事情。
And he experienced many amazing events.
我每一次到澳洲去，我都听他在讲他很好的见证。
Every time when I visit Australia, I receive many encouragement testimony from him.
他换过很多的工作。
He has changed many jobs.
但是在每一个工作上，他都体验到神的恩典。
And every job that he had, he has experience of God.
所以以后虽然 工作再换他也不怕。
And after that, when he changed job, he has no fear in him.
因为从他的过去体验，他知道只要有神同在，这都不是问题。
In his past experience, as long as God is with him, nothing will worry him.
所以信仰对他来讲是活的。
For him, faith is a lively one.
因为在他的生活当中，他真的体验到了。
Because in his livelihood, he has experienced God.
圣经记载另外一个人叫做约瑟。
Joseph, the Bible writes another character, Joseph.
这个人很敬畏神。
He's a God-fearing man.
后来他的哥哥嫉妒他，把他卖到埃及去。
Later on, because of his brother's envy, he was sold to Egypt.
那他到了埃及以后，就做一个人的这个仆人。
And when he was in Egypt, he was a servant of a rich man.
叫做 Potiphar.
And this rich man is called Potiphar.
那这个人不拜，没有拜神啊。
And this Potiphar is not a god worshipper.
他就发现从这个约瑟到他家以后，他发现不太一样。
And Potiphar realized that when after Joseph comes into his house, his family were different.
因为神的祝福通过约瑟临到他的家庭里面。
And Joseph's blessings have gone into the house.
我们现在看这个诗篇的二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 23.
诗篇的二十三篇。
Psalms 23,
第五节
verse 5.
诗篇二十三篇的第五节
Psalms 23, verse 5.
我在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。这里是大卫本身做的诗。
And this is a psalm written by David.
他在提到他个人的体验。
He write his experiences.
说你用油膏了我的头。
You anointed my head with oil.
这个油就是代表圣灵。
This oil prefigures the Holy Spirit.
我们现在的话来讲，就是领受圣灵。
Today in our life, it means receiving Holy Spirit.
而且被圣灵充满。
And it means to fill with the Holy Spirit abundantly.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
所以我们祷告的时候，神的灵会降在我们身上。
When we pray, the Spirit of God will come to us.
但是我们认真的祈祷，神的灵会充满在我们身上。
And if we pray diligently, the Spirit of God will overfill us.
那这个神的灵降临充满以后，神就跟我们同在。
And when the Spirit of God filling us, God will be with us.
那一个有神同在的人，他就体验到福杯满溢。
And if one is experiencing the blessings of God, the cup will overflow.
这个福杯满溢就是好像你倒水在那个杯子里面，你满了，你再继续倒下去，那个水就流出来了。
It's just like having a cup, an empty cup, where you fill up with water and it will flow, overflow and wet the whole area surrounding it.
一个人好像一个杯子。
Each one of us is just like a cup.
有神同在，神的恩典不但充满在他生活，而且连他周围的人也会体验到。
And when God's blessing comes, it will not fill up the cup, but it will just spread to the neighboring person.
这个就是我们在敬畏神在生活当中的好处。
And this is one of the benefits of fearing God and worshiping God.
我们回到诗篇的128篇。
Let's return back to Psalms 128, verse 2.
说你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。
You will eat the fruit of your labors and be blessed.
这里说要吃劳碌得来的，要享福。
And you will eat the fruit of your labors.
也就是能够享受我们工作的成果。
In other words, we can enjoy the reward of our labor.
我们现在看127篇，前面的一篇。
Let's read Psalms 127.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然的。下面。唯有神所爱的必叫他安然睡觉。我们发现不论你有没有拜神，工作都需要 很认真去做。
We realize that whether we worship God or not, we have to work diligently for our livelihood.
但是我们辛苦做完工之后，有一个不同的地方。
But there's a difference after we do our hard labor.
就是神所爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
For he will grant sleep to those he who love.
什么样的人能够安然睡觉？
What type of people can sleep soundly?
心中没有愁烦。
There is no worry in their heart.
心中很平安。
There is peace in their heart.
晚上才能够 很平安的睡觉。
So at night when they will sleep soundly.
有很多人白天很辛苦做工。
There are people that work very hard during the daylight.
回到家晚上睡不着觉。
And comes evening, you cannot go to sleep.
因为有很多工作上的问题、家庭的问题啊，缠累了他的心，他心真的忧愁很多，心里没有平安。
And there are worries and livelihoods, family life, that worries that they cannot fall to sleep.
但是人如果敬畏神
，when one worship fear the Lord,
因为心里有神同在。
And in the heart, there is God with them.
一个人心中有平安
，there will be peace in their heart.
那我们有困难，你可以交托。
When we have difficulties, we will pass this load to God.
那交托之后，我们心中啊能够得享安息。
And when we trust upon God, we will have peace in our heart.
所以人在辛苦的做完工之后，我们能够心灵也得到安息，不只是肉体。
And after our daylight toils, we can have peace.
那这样，我们在生活当中虽然肉体辛苦。也可以接受的。
Even though that we work labels, yet we can receive this.
好，我们现在再回到诗篇的128篇。
Now let's turn back to Psalms 128.
我们看第三节。
Let's take a look at verse 3.
诗篇123篇的第三节。
Psalms 128 verse 3.
说你妻子在你的室内，好像多结果子的葡萄树。
Your wife will be like a fruitful vine to be in your house.
这一节圣经也是在讲婚姻生活。
This was writes about marriage life.
一提到婚姻生活，很多在美国长大的或者在美国住久的，都发现这不但是很个人的事情，而且让他感觉到很多的痛苦。
Life in the marriage life in America, whether we want it or not, it brings a lot of difficulties and sorrow moment.
因为我们看美国的统计一半以上的婚姻到最后都是离婚收场。
And if you look at the statistics, almost half will end in divorce.
这个离婚所带给人这个心灵的痛苦是一生的。
And this divorce will bring a crash to our life.
那带给子女的痛苦也是一生的。
And this divorce will cause the children to suffer for the rest of the life.
有谁愿意离婚？没有人愿意离婚。
Who is willing to divorce?
如果人很愿意离婚，人当初就不会结婚。
And if men willing to divorce, the married couple willing to divorce, they would not get married in the first place.
但是当人要面对离婚的时候，你发现你没有选择。
And when divorce comes, they have no choice.
所以这是我们现在这个社会的一个共同的现象。
And this is the trend of our society today.
所以你看，当一个人在结婚的时候，虽然很快乐，没有一个人有把握他的婚姻能够维持多久。
So when we attend a wedding ceremony, the couple is so lovely, but no one has assurance their marriage will last forever.
那常常这也是为什么一个女人她需要继续工作。
And that is why women after marriage they still have to work.
因为她不知道她的婚姻能够维持多久。
Because they are unsure of how long their marriage will last.
所以她要找一条自己可以退的一条道路。
So they will find a path that they can rely upon.
那虽然有一些婚姻并没有离婚。
Although that there are some marriage that will not end in divorce.
但实际上的婚姻生活可以中国话来讲是同床异梦。
And there is Chinese saying that in the same bed, they will, one will have a similar dream.
看起来很亲密，其实是心里面是完全两回事。
And outwardly, it seems that they are so harmonious and lovely, but in reality, it's a two different
event.
And it's a danger that they have to undergo.
所以在现在这个社会里面，能够享受很甜美的婚姻生活，从结婚一直到离世，不是很多。
And in our life today, there are not many couples that will enjoy this marriage life from the day of marriage until they die, one of them depart.
圣经里面讲这个敬畏神的一个福气，就是指着婚姻生活，在婚姻的生活里面来享福。
And one of the blessings is that in a marriage life, one will receive the marriage blessings.
这是一个我们每一个人都需要追求的福气。
And this is the blessings that everyone can go for.
当一个人要建立家庭的时候。
When one man and woman decides to build their own family,
我们常常第一个观念就想幸福的婚姻。我们第一个观念常常是从物质上在着眼。
Our first thoughts in our mind is what would be our livelihood be?
对方有多少的收入
？And what is my spouse's income?
是不是有房子
？Does my spouse has a house?
工作是不是稳定
Is my spouse's career stable?
啊，生活条件是不是很好？
Is their livelihood of my spouse?
从这个条件来考虑我们的婚姻是不是会幸福？
And if we would base a marriage upon all these criteria, would this be a blessing?
但是等一个人真的结婚以后，人家发现说这个不是最重要的关键。
But after once is married, this criteria is not important.
这个最重要的关键是两个人心的心的问题。
And the important criteria is what is in their heart.
如果这个心不能够合在一起，你物质上再丰富，你也没有办法真的过得很幸福。
If this heart cannot be united to one, no matter how blessed they are in their living, they will not be blessed.
那怎么样让两个人的心能够真的合在一起？
How can we unite both hearts to one?
这不是物质做得到的。
And this cannot be done through materialistic things.
那所以我们就回到圣经来看。
So let's turn back to the Bible.
这里说敬畏神的福气。
And the blessings of fearing the Lord.
你的妻子要在你的内室。
And your wife will be in your house.
这个内室就是代表婚姻的。
Within your house prefigures the harmonious of marriage.
因为婚姻的圆满啊，所以这个妻子才能够在家庭待得久。
And if there's harmonious in marriage life, then the wife will stick long.
在雅歌里面啊这样说，我们看雅歌的第一章。
Let's turn to Songs of Songs.
啊，雅歌的第一章。
Songs of Songs, the book of the Ecclesiastes.
第二节、第三节、第四节。
Verses 2, 3, 4.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。第三节。
Verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。第四节。
Verse 4.
愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。王带我进入内室。啊，这一段圣经在讲说，王带我进入内室。
These several verses tells us the king brings me into his chamber.
是一个啊新妇对一个新郎说的。
And this is the groom saying to the bride.
因为这个新郎啊吸引他。
And this groom attracts the bride.
所以新妇就快跑跟随他。
And the bride will go after her husband.
那为什么会吸引？
What attracts her?
第二节就是爱情。
Verse 2 writes about the love.
第三节就是膏油。
And verse 3 tells about the perfume.
所以为什么说敬畏神的人婚姻会圆满？
And why is that those who fear the Lord will have harmonious marriage life?
第一个，他的爱情有根基。
Firstly, their love has substance.
这个根基就是神。
And this foundation is God.
有神住在里面，神就是爱。
And when God lives in them, God is love.
所以这个夫妻之间的爱源源不断地跑出来。
And the love will prosper, will grow forever.
那彼此有神的同在啊，彼此就有爱能够互相的吸引。
And because each of those has God, and the love will help one another.
那再来就是膏油馨香。
And secondly, is that the perfume poured out upon them?
那这个膏油就指着基督的香气。
And this perfume or another oil is the fragrance of God.
因为对方有基督的香气。
The spouse has the fragrance of God.
也就是因为信耶稣，他的品德有在改变。
And because of believing in Jesus, their character has some slight changes.
品德吸引了对方。
And these personalities have attracted the other spouse.
因为这个样子，所以就进入内室啊，这个夫妻就会圆满。
And because of this, they enter into the inner chambers, and their life are harmonious.
所以，一个敬畏神的人，他的婚姻是绝对是圆满的。
And one that fear the Lord, that their livelihood will be harmonious.
两年前呢、啊，我在旧金山NYTS 看到有好几个啊社会青年来参加。
And about 2 years ago in San Francisco, I saw several youth attending NYTS.
其中有一个年轻的姐妹也来了。
And among them is one of those who have been working.
她大概结婚的，我看大概结婚都五年左右。
And I believe that she was married for about 5 years.
我问她说，你为什么来参加？
And I asked her, why were you here?
我觉得灵性很不好，所以我要来参加。
And I feel that my spiritual life is low, so I come and to recharge.
她请假了15天。
And she was on vacation for 15 days.
那就来参加这个神学训练班。
And she comes for this theological training.
过了几个月，我到她参加的教会去参加联谊会。
Several months later, I attended the church that she goes to.
我遇到她先生。
and I met her husband.
我感谢神，我在 NYT 看到你太太。
Thank the Lord, I met your wife at one of the NYTS.
他说你知道吗？我太太去参加那个回来以后，我们夫妻都没有吵过架。
And do you know that after she comes back from that seminar, we will have no quarrel?
结果他们夫妻关系越来越好。
And their relationship grows better.
那你去看他去参加 NYC 里面没有一课在讲到婚姻的事情。
And if you look at the syllabus, you will not see any subject that teach them about marriage.
就在讲圣经的道。
It just tells about the teaching of the Bible.
然后祷告被圣灵充满。
And in prayers, they will feel abundantly live with the Holy Spirit.
她回去以后，她的婚姻就进步很多了。
After she returns home, her marriage life improved greatly.
这是一个真实的例子。
This is a real example, real experience.
所以，如果我们愿意婚姻能够圆满
，If we want our marriage life to be harmonious,
当然你可以找很多的专家，什么辅导专家。
We can seek a lot of counselings and a lot of professional services.
但是你转了一圈，你又回到圣经，原来就在这里。
And you will go around 360 degrees and return back, and you will see what is in the Bible.
每一个人亲近神，有主活在里面，婚姻就很圆满，不会有问题。
Everyone that draw near to God, worship God, will not have difficult life in their marriage.
所以敬畏神的好处就是你的婚姻有一个保障。
Fear the Lord, one of the benefits is that in a marriage life you will have assurance.
而且婚姻是一种享受。
And in other words, your marriage life, it is something that you can enjoy.
所以有人讲啊，这个作家在讲啊，婚姻是啊那个进去的想要出来，啊出来的想要进去的，在外面想要进去的，就在里面想要出来。
And some author will write, marriage is just like somebody who doesn't know and likes to go in, and one who is in the marriage wants to get out.
我想写这样话的人，他婚姻一定有问题。
And I believe that if one can write this, their marriage life is in jeopardy.
因为表示他觉得很无奈。
And he tells that he cannot stand but just accept what is the life.
但是这不是圣经里面讲的。
And this is not what the Bible teaches us.
因为圣经里面讲的婚姻其实就是指的人跟神的关系。
And marriage in the Bible is the close relationship between man and God.
我们今天有没有一个人来拜神觉得很无奈？
And are we fed up that so that we when we come and worship God?
我很想不拜了。
I do not feel like worshiping the Lord.
很少这样的。
We do not have this intention.
我们大部分来拜神都拜得很喜乐。
And everyone that comes and worship God comes with joy.
你越亲近神，你越发现这是一种享受。
And the more we draw near to God, it feels like it is a blessing.
那婚姻的关系就是这样。
And this is what the marriage life is.
有神同在的婚姻是一种享受。
And once they have God in it, it's a blessing.
那这个就是敬畏神的好处。
And this is one of the benefits of fearing God.
对，诸位朋友。
So all my friends,
如果你的婚姻愿意是美好的
and we wish that your marriage life is good,
那个起点就是来寻找神
and the beginning point is to come to draw to God.
好，我们再回到第三节
let's return to Psalm 128 verse 3,
下半句
the second portion.
好，诗篇128篇第三节的下半句
Psalm 128 verse 3 second portion.
你的女儿围绕在你的桌子里面啊，儿女啊，围绕在你桌子里面，好像橄榄的摘子。
Your sons will be like olive shoot around your table.
啊，接下去是在讲两代之间。
And then the second portion describes the relationship between two generations.
啊，这个也是我们现在社会里面一个最大的问题。
And this is a major issue in our society today.
就是两代之间啊，怎么样？啊，才能够活得很和睦，活得很幸福。
And how can we live harmoniously and in peace with two generations?
所以在这个社会里面，常常有一句话叫做代沟。
And there is one common generation gap in our society.
这个代沟就是表示父母没有办法了解我。
And this generation gap is that my parents doesn't understand me.
所以我觉得很孤单。
So I
对父母来讲。
To the parents,
他觉得孩子没有办法了解我。
My children doesn't understand me.
我也觉得很孤单。
And I feel lonely.
所以住在同一个家庭里面。
So everyone living under one roof.
甚至坐在一起在看电视。
And when everyone is watching television together.
父母跟孩子都觉得我很孤单。
And the children and the parents feel that they are lonely.
那为什么会有这个感觉呢？
Why do we have this experience?
常常是经验不一样，观念不一样。
And most of the time it's because we have different experience and different mentality.
因为很多父母成长的环境是在他故乡长大的。
And most of the parents grow up with their own livelihood.
啊，你如果告诉小孩子说，我们小时候没饭吃，没有东西吃啊，吃饭浇酱油，小孩子说你在讲什么？
And if you were to tell to your children today that when I was growing up, I did not have any rice to eat, I would have soy sauce with goes with my rice, and the children ask you what you're talking about.
这他没有经验过的。
And this is not what the children has gone through.
哦，所以很难去了解。
So it's difficult to understand. 哦，
那如果小孩子告诉父母说我在学校里有这个 peer pressure 同僚的压力，
and if my children comes back home and tells the parents that I have peer pressure with my friends，
那个父母也很难了解，我从小长大都没有这个感觉，
and the parents will not comprehend what the children are saying，
因为这是不同的文化，
because we come from different culture，
所以我们发现经验不一样，
we feel that experience are different，
再来就是观念不一样。
And secondly, our thoughts or mentality are different.
一个最简单的想法，
one very simple mentality，
就是年纪比较大的赚钱就是要节省。
And one mentality is that one that who earns money will try to save.
年纪比较轻的赚钱就是要花钱，不然你赚钱做什么？
And the younger generation will say that what they earn is what they spend.
所以父母两代之间同样为着钱这个问题看法就有很大的不一样。
And parents and the children will have different philosophy upon this money issue.
那也因为这个样子造成两代之间一个很大的隔阂。
And because of these differences, it will be a gap between two generations.
那这个问题怎么去解决？
And how do you solve this issue?
我们强调沟通，强调了解。
We emphasize upon communication. We emphasize upon understanding.
但是我们绕了一圈回到圣经里面，答案就在圣经里面。
But if we go and then try to search for the answers and come back, we'll find it in the Bible.
父母跟子女之间要有神的同在。
And there must be God with the families.
怎么解决观念的不同？
How can we solve the issues of different philosophy?
回到圣经。
Returning back to the Bible.
用圣经来塑造我们的观念。
And let the Bible twist around our mentality and philosophy.
我们看圣经里面怎么来看钱财。
Let us come back to the Bible and see how Bible teaches to look at money.
钱财是工具。
Money is a tool.
神赐给我们钱财，要让我们行善。
And God gives us money so that we can do good deeds.
所以圣经一了解，父母跟子女之间对钱的看法就会一致。
And from returning back to Bibles, and then from the, it will tell us that the parents and the children will have one simple thought.
还有很多的问题。
There are many other questions.
一回到圣经，你看法就一样。
And if you can come back to the Bible, everyone will have the same thought.
那看法一样就容易沟通。
And if you have one main ideas, then we can have good communication.
因为我们都是以神的话做基础来讨论事情。
And because we base upon the words of God as a foundation.
我们的立足点一样，我们的方向一样。
And our basic foundation is the same, and our goal will be the same.
我们的生活都是为着荣耀神，要讨神喜欢。
And our life is to please God.
所以这个不会产生说很难沟通的问题。
And this will not cause us into different difficult conversation.
第二个就是神的爱。
Secondly is the love of God.
如果父母充满神的爱，
if the parents have been filled with the love of God,
子女也充满神的爱，
and the children has abundant love of God,
那这个爱会解决经验的不同。
And this love will cover the different experiences.
所以只要有神在这个家庭，
as long as there is God within this family,
代沟是不存在的。
Generation gap would not exist.
因此这里才说你的儿女环绕你桌子好像橄榄摘子一样。
And your children will be like olive oil around your table.
也就是说全家能够团圆。
In other words, there will be harmonious within the family.
家庭很和睦。
The family will be in peace with one another.
因为敬畏神。
Because they fear the Lord.
有神的爱，有神的道。
There is the love of God and the word of God in the family.
所以家庭生活很和睦。
So that there will be harmonious life in the family.
以前我们常常在看到有一个广告说学音乐的小孩子不会变坏。
And we often in the past we see an advertisement that says that the children who knows music will not be a delinquent juvenile.
看起来好像对，我最近想想也不很对。
It seems to be right, but when I ponder that, it may not seem so.
因为有的音乐学得很好，但是孩子也是会打起来，夫妻也会打起来，有时候父母跟子女也吵起来。
And it seems that if the children know music instrument very well, but sometimes they will argue or they will fight among each other.
因为音乐对人的这个心当然有某种程度的改变。
Music is a remedy inside us.
但是音乐没有办法解决人的罪性。
But music cannot solve the issue of sin in man.
如果音乐能够完全解决人的罪性哦，那就是音乐学得越好，钢琴弹得越好，这种人哦，个性越好，不一定是这样。
And if music can solve the issue of sin within man, then if one is an expert in piano or so on, then they will solve the issue of sin.
但这不是说音乐没有价值。
This does I did not deny the value of music.
就是说在这个之上要再进一步。
But after this knowing music, one has to progress.
如果真的要改变人的性，人性。
And if you want to change ourselves,
只有神才能做得到。
Only God can do so.
才能够解决人的罪性。
Only God is able to solve the issue of sin within man.
然后是全家夫妻之间两代之间能够圆满，能够和睦。
That the husband and wife and the children can be harmonious together.
我们看诗篇128篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 128.
第四节。
Verse 4.
说看啊，敬畏神的人必这样蒙福。
Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord.
所以最值得人羡慕的家庭。
One family lifestyle that's admired by most people.
是敬畏神的家庭。
Is a family that fears the Lord.
以神为中心的家庭。
Ones that put God as their center point.
被神所充满的家庭。
And is a family that's been filled with God.
这个家庭你可以看到问题很少。
You can see that within this family they have very minor issues.
有神的地方就没有问题。
When there is God, there will be no problem.
伊甸园是神同在的，没有问题。
In the Garden of Eden, God is with them. There is no problem.
神的国如果在我们内中心中实现，
If the kingdom of God comes in our in us,
第一个是公义，
One of them is righteous.
没有罪，
There is no sin.
第二个是和平，
Secondly, there's peace.
没有纷争，
And there's no discrepancy.
第三个是喜乐，
Third is joy.
非常满足满意，
Everyone is satisfied.
那这样的家庭生活有什么问题呢？
If this is the lifestyle, what problem will it bring?
所以最值得羡慕的家庭是敬畏神的家庭。
One family most admired is one that fears the Lord.
以神为中心的家庭。
The ones who put God as their center focus.
这个才是我们家庭生活应该努力的方向。
And this is what we should pursue for within our family.
不是从外在的物质一直去追求。
And it's not that we pursue and try to solve it through our materialistic
thing. 是从内心里面不断的想要去追求神，这样来改进。
And we can change it through our heart that we would like to pursue after God.
我们看第五节。
Let's turn to verse 5.
诗篇128篇的第五节。
Psalm 128 verse 5.
说愿耶和华从西安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life.
西安在旧约时代是建圣殿的地方。
Zion in the Old Testament is a place where they built the temple.
在新约时代就是代表教会。
In the New Testament, it prefigures the church.
愿神从真教会赐福给你。
May the Lord bless you from the true church.
那我们刚刚所提到的这个夫妻圆满，然后两代之间很和睦，然后工作很顺利啊，然后心中很平安，这个福气从哪里来呢？
And we have mentioned that harmonious family life, harmonious marriage life, and stable careers. Where does all these blessings come from?
第五节的第一句话就说了。
And verse 5, first portion reads,
说是这个是神赐福给你的。
And this is the blessings of God to you.
那从哪里赐福给你呢？
And where does this blessing come from?
从西安赐福给你。
And these blessings come from Zion.
从真教会是给你的。
That these blessings come from the true church.
所以如果我们真的想要得到这个恩典，
And if we sincerely want to receive these blessings,
我们要把全家带来亲近神。
We have to bring our whole family before God.
要全家带来教会敬拜神。
And we have to bring the whole family to the church.
那你看我们全家大小在教会里面敬拜神之后，你发现神的恩典一直临到。
And our family, whether young or old, when we worship God, blessings will come.
我们前两个礼拜在费城差不多100个青年在那里开这个神学训练班。
Two weeks ago, we have more than 100 youth that attended the theological training seminar.
感谢神，今年破纪录。
Thanks a lot, we broke the record.
每一次在东部开都是六七十个。
Every times on the East Coast where we held these seminars, it will be about in the 60s or 70s.
今年超过100个。
This year it breaks hundreds.
那为什么参加的人越来越多？
And why is there is so many participants?
因为过去几年这个办得很成功。
In the past few years, we have a very successful seminar.
这个青年本身觉得有得到造就。
And these teenagers feel that they greatly helps through these seminars.
那家长也觉得我青年去参加真的有进步。
And the parents feel that their children after these seminars, they have a great change.
因为回来之后发现自己小孩子改变了。
And after the seminars, the parents realize that this children has changed.
那教会也看到这个青年回来以后对教会也有正面的影响。
And to the church, that they realize that this church, the youth really helps the church after their return.
所以在家长的鼓励之下，在教会的帮助之下，在青年本身愿意参加之下，人越来越多。
And through the encouragement of the church, and through the encouragement of the parents, and also the fun experience of this youth, they feel that they have to attend.
他们十五天的时间都住在教会里面。
15 days they will live inside the church.
从你看那个 schedule, 从早上差不多七点半。
And if you look at the schedule, starting at 7:30 in the morning.
一直到晚上九点钟。
And ends at night in the evening.
哎，大家非常的喜乐，在这个教会里面，在学习道理，亲近神。
And everyone is so joyful that learning the words of God and drawing near to God.
这个就是得福气的开始。
And this is the beginning of receiving the blessings of God.
要多亲近神。
To draw near to God.
我们在教会里面看到很多的家庭，一离开神以后问题很多。
And if we realize that those families that leave the church will have a lot of difficult life after leaving church.
要再重新再回到神的身边。
And when they return back to God again.
来亲近神。
And to draw near to God.
问题越来越少。
And their problems become lesser and lesser.
家庭越来越幸福。
And their families become more blessed.
所以这是最重要一个关键。
And one turning point.
神要从他的教会赐福给我们。
And the Lord will bless you from his church.
我们在教会里面可以看到很多敬拜神的好处。
And in the church, we can see many benefits of worshiping God.
所以最漂亮的一幅图画就是礼拜六全家大小带来教会亲近神。
The most admired picture that you can see is that the entire family comes to worship the Lord.
这个福气比你全家带去玩、带去 shopping 更大。
And these blessings will surpass the blessings that you go for a trip or you go for a shopping.
第六节
，verse six，
诗篇128篇第六节。
Psalms 128 verse 6.
愿你看见你儿女的儿女。
And may you live to see your children's children.
我们这句话现在真的很难啊。
And this verse is very difficult for us to see.
愿你看到你的儿女就不简单了。
And let you see your children is not simple.
有的还没有长大就想搬家，越远越好。
And your children, before they can be independent, they try to move the furthest away from you.
要选学校，越远越好。
And when they choose their university, they say that the furthest away from family is the better.
一年也难得回来，你只要钱寄来就好，不需要回去。
And I don't need to go to visit you as long as you can just send your money and help me.
所以这个是很多父母的感觉啊，孩子一搬出去以后，断了线的风筝，你没有办法控制的。
And when parents realize that these children, once they move out, it's just like a kite that you have lost their strength.
所以养孩子很高兴，孩子一出去又很伤心，因为你看不到，断了。
And to raise up a children is full of joys, but when the children begins to move out from the families, the relationship broke.
所以这句是说，愿你能够看到你的儿女就不简单了，还要看到你儿子的儿子，就是你的孙子，更不可能啊。
And see your children is not simple, but to see your grandchildren is more difficult.
那你怎么样能够看到你的儿子？你怎么样能够看到你孙子？
How can you see your children and how can you see your grandchildren?
就是要有神同在。
That is, we must have God be with us.
如果小孩子敬畏神，有神的爱。
If our children fear the Lord and has the Lord and the love of God in them.
你看他会想办法回来看父母，有时候不是说想看父母，要回来让父母看看。
And sometimes it's not that the children want to see the parents, but let the parents see the children.
有的孩子要带回来让父母看看，让父母高兴。
And sometimes they will bring their grandchildren back to the grandparents.
因为这是神的诫命。
This is the commandments of God.
所以如果你愿意，你年纪很大的时候，你看到你的孩子，看到你的孙子，只有一条路可以走。
And in the old age, if you wish to see your children or your and all your grandchildren,
就是要带领他们来亲近神，敬畏神。
You have to bring them to before God to draw near to God.
这个是最有保障的一条道路。
And this is the most assured way of doing.
愿你看到你儿女的儿女。
And to let you see your children's children.
已经到了第三代，你发现你还是很亲近。
And until the third generation from you, they are still so close to each other.
是因为有神同在。
And because God is
我们看最后一句
Last verse
愿平安归以色列
Peace be upon Israel
以色列就是神的选民
Israel is the chosen nation of God
今天就是指着敬拜神的人
Today it prefigures those who worship the Lord
他们要从神得到平安
And they shall receive peace from them
所以主耶稣出生的时候
So when Jesus was born
天使在报佳音
And the angels give the good news
说至高诸事荣耀归给神
And be blessed to those who are the greatest.
至高之处荣耀归给神。
The highest glory be given to him.
在地上平安要归给他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace will be given to those who God loves.
今天我们来寻找神。
Today when we come and draw near to God.
从今天开始，你会有感觉，心里越来越有平安。
And beginning from today, you will have peace in you.
因为你的忧虑
，You're worried.
神会安慰，神会来解决你的忧虑
and God will take care of your worry will comfort you
你可以交托神
and you can pass this worry to God
你感觉到神同在
you feel that God is be with you
你心中就有平安
and in your heart there is peace
所以这一段这整章的圣经在讲敬畏神的福气
and these several verses describe about fearing about blessings
我们的工作
God. our work
我们的婚姻
our marriage
我们的子女
our children
我们的家庭
our family
都要因为敬畏神得福
and will receive blessings if we fear the Lord
我们要享受平安
and we will receive peace